Ripplingly withdrawing from his prey, Moby Dick now lay at a little distance, vertically thrusting his oblong white head up and down in the billows, and at the same time slowly revolving his whole spindled body, so that when his vast wrinkled forehead rose, some 20 or more feet out of the water, the now rising swells, with all their confluent waves, dazzlingly broke against it, vindictively tossing their shivered spray still higher in the air. So, in a gale, the but half-baffled channel billows only recoil from the base of the Eddystone, triumphantly to overleap its summit with their scud. Footnote. This motion is peculiar to the sperm whale. It receives its designation, pitch-poling, from its being likened to that preliminary up-and-down poise of the whale lance in the exercise called pitch-poling previously described. By this motion the whale must best and most comprehensively view whatever objects may be encircling him. End of footnote. But soon resuming his horizontal attitude, Moby Dick swam swiftly round and round the wrecked crew, sideways churning the water in his vengeful wake, as if lashing himself up to still another and more deadly assault. The sight of the splintered boat seemed to madden him, as the blood of grapes and mulberries cast before Antiochus's elephants in the Book of Maccabees.